This is a majlis of zikrullah. Anything that we discuss of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, anything that we discuss about deen is all zikrullah. Zikrullah is not only subhanallah, alhamdulillah, that is special tasbihat. I have mentioned many, many times, but for the purpose of those who are listening over the radio stations, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah ta'ala has created man and jinn solely for the purpose of worship. Jinnat and insan, Allah ta'ala says, are created solely for the purpose of worship. And in the last majlis, I explained in detail that what this worship is all about. Anything and everything that we do in accordance with the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, whether it is our business, our marriages, our walimas, our interacting with people, our caring for the poor, the needy, the destitute, whether it is our cheerful talk and discussion with our wives, our children, whatever we do, it all falls under ibadat if it is done according to the Quran and the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Islam is a beautiful way of life. It is a practical way of life. It is not theoretical, not something that is only for the kitabs and for the books, or just for discussions, for conferences, for seminars. Islam is something that has to be in our lives. There is no doubt that we will get lots of information through the kitabs. The detailed discussion of any issue, we will get to the source. We will look at the tafasir or the commentaries of the Quran Sharif and the commentaries of the Hadith Sharif and the discussions that take place in the books of jurisprudence. To get guidance in detail, we will look into the books. But in reality, every Muslim was a book. Islam should have been in his life. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, which relate to the eyes, should be in the eyes of a Muslim. The ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif, which relate to the ears, should be in the ears of a Muslim. The ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam related to the tongue should be on the tongue of the Muslim. And those ayat and verses which relate to the heart should be in the heart of the Muslim. When we talk about shukr, we talk about sabr, we talk about taqwa, we talk about piety, we talk about qana'at, contentment. When we talk about zuhud, when we talk about all these issues which relate to the heart, so then those things should be in the heart. And when we say that the heart must be clear of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, so whatever has been mentioned in the Quran Sharif with regards to these issues, then it should be in the heart. The heart should be free of these type of things. The same goes with all our ibadat, our transactions, that the Muslim's transaction should be a reflection of whatever is in the Quran and Sunnah. Any person that deals with a Muslim, whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim that deals with a Muslim, then he must straight away see in the life of that Muslim, in the transaction of that Muslim, the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. So this majlis of zikrullah, although I have mentioned that it has got a different fragrance from the other majalis, where we discuss many other issues, or tafsir of the Quran Sharif, or commentary of some Hadith Sharif. But the purpose of this majlis is to light up our hearts with the love of Allah Ta'ala and the ishq of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because if love of Allah Ta'ala and the ishq of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam comes into the heart, then it becomes easy to make amal. It becomes easy to practice. When a person has got muhabbat and love for someone, then he likes to talk to that person, he likes to spend on that person. The person will like to do anything for the one that he is beloved to him. Look at the world of the illicit beloveds. What people do. Murders and killings take place because of that love. So the person who will have true love and true ishq and true muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which will be developed through pondering and reflecting over all the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala upon us. But how else are we going to develop that muhabbat? That we will wonder, reflect, that look at my Allah, how beautiful He is, how compassionate He is, how kind He is, how generous, merciful He is, how tolerant He is. He blessed me with my sight, my hearing, my speech, and so many other bounties. And when he's going to look at all those bounties, the muhabbat will increase. The same with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the person will look at all the ihsan and all the kindness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed, then his muhabbat will increase. And when muhabbat will increase, then it will become easy after that to make amal. At present we find things difficult because we don't have that kind of muhabbat, no matter how much of loud and bold claims you make. But there is definitely a deficiency. Our lifestyle show that we don't have that kind of muhabbat. If the person has sincere muhabbat, then he will not do anything that is displeasing to his beloved. Now what kind of muhabbat is that, where on the one hand we make a loud and bold claim that we got ishq and muhabbat, but on the other hand, if we look at the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the commands of Allah Ta'ala and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the practical way of life that was demonstrated, when we look at those teachings of Islam and Sharia, because we are told to follow the Quran and the Sharia of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for himself, he chose a very special kind of life, where there was no question of any kind of accumulation of any kind of wealth. Not even one coin did he keep for the next day. Sometime even 3 months used to go by and the stove did not light in the house of the most, in the beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the house of the greatest after Allah ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no question of having 4-5 sets of clothes and a couple pairs of shoes and everything else. But for us, he gave us the Sharia. That in the Sharia you will find that there are laws with regards to inheritance, there are laws with regards to zakat, there are laws with regards to qurbani and many, many other things where money will be required. Hajj, you will require funds. Person cannot just go from here without funds. He will require money for Hajj also. So he's going to save something. Then we are told also to leave behind something if we can for our children so that they don't extend their hands in begging. They do not become paupers within the means, within the capacity. We are not talking about preparing and planning for the great, 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 great grandchildren. So these are issues which we have to keep in mind before sitting in a majlis of this nature. That this majlis is to light up that fire of Allah Ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat. It's not a majlis for academic discussion. There are different forums for that, different majalis and different programs for that, and they have to be done. Everything has to be discussed about Islam, and then we have to also know what's happening around the globe, whether it is happening in Muslim land or non-Muslim land, what kind of disasters are striking, what are the difficulties, tests and trials that the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing, whether it is in Palestine or whether it is in other parts of the world, whether it's in Africa, Asia, America, Europe, anywhere. So that if we cannot do very much, at least we can make dua for them. Or we can assist them if they are in difficulties and problems. Whichever country, wherever there's disaster, look at Indonesia, look at Pakistan, look at other parts of the world. What kinds of disasters? Indeed, they are all signs of Qiyamah. Latter times, all these things will increase. Natural disasters, as we call. There's no such thing as just happening without the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala uses these elements to get us up from our slumber and sleep and to make us practical. many people become shaheed. They may be pious, righteous, and even they may not be pious and righteous, but through these disasters, many of them get shahadat. They may not have been able to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or get high stages in Jannah through their ibadat, zikr, tilawat. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with His fazal and kindness sometimes gives them shahadat. The wall collapses over somebody and he passes away. The Hadith Sharif tells us that's a form of shahadat, martyrdom. Somebody gets burnt. Somebody drowns in the ocean. So now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives so many people shahadat through these disasters. Some people Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives their sins. And some of them it becomes a means of them returning towards Allah ta'ala. Many of people after a little shake up, then suddenly a big change comes in their lives. So whatever it may be, but for us we cannot say that now these disasters are very good because somebody is becoming shaheed, somebody is reaching Jannah through these disasters. We have to understand everything in its proper perspective. But I am saying that if it does happen, then we must not sit and start talking ill of the people. We should look at ourselves. What are we? Look at our lifestyles. What different are they from other people? So this majlis is for that purpose. So we'll read Durood Sharif, the 40 Durood Salam first, and then proceed inshallah. I mentioned that there is no harm if a person pictures himself standing at the Rauza Mubarak and reading Salat and Salam. Then no way is it mamnu, as they say. If a person pictures himself at this moment that he's making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. So he's not in reality making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, but that imagination Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave, which we use for fantasizing of all kinds of haram things. So use it for good purposes. What is wrong if the person during the days of Hajj, he is also as if following the whole qafla of Hajj, he is moving with them from the place to place, in his imagination, in his thoughts. There's nothing wrong with it. So when we are reading Salat and Salam, we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got angels. Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyaheena fil ard. They are angels that roam about the earth. And their job and their duty, those specific angels, is to convey to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the salam of the ummah. Wherever they read salam, they convey it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the person is standing there, the Rauza Mubarak, says, I respond to it personally. So we picture ourselves there. So then the person's feelings will be different. And who hasn't seen the green dome in pictures? Who hasn't seen? Even if he may not have been there for Hajj or Umrah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Salamun ala al-mursal. As I mentioned last week or in the last program, there are many brothers of ours that said, some in Makkah Mukarramah, some in Madinah Tayyibah. And they were from amongst those who used to attend these programs regularly. So again today, we have had requests from some brothers who are there that have some Naat Sharif. For those who are in Madinah Sharif, because they are listening over the streaming. And those who are in Makkah Sharif, there is a request that say something on Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah. Or something on the Kaaba Sharif, something on the Multazam, so that we may be inspired. Now obviously we have to accommodate all these different requests, then we require a whole night here. But since it takes us also to Makkah Mukarramah or Madina Tayyibah, recitation of the Durood Sharif or Naat Sharif, and discussion of Kaabatullah Sharif or Arafat or some aspect of Hajj, so I will request those who are listening there in Makkah Sharif or Madinah Sharif to consider us in their du'as whilst they are listening. As the Shah Kimud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh my Shaykh says, as I have mentioned many times, there are many, many golden voice reciters of this Naat Sharif. Here you are listening to someone who's 65 years of age now. Karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. Karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. Hamari zindagi ka waqt waqte mughtanam aaya. Karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. Hamari zindagi ka waqt waqte mughtanam aaya. With the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the Haram Sharif has come in front of our eyes and our gaze. No one can reach Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba, on the strength of his wealth, of his property, of his fortune, of his position in society, of his status in the government. Or the person has got lots of qualifications and lots of degrees, so therefore the person is able to go to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whomsoever he wishes to forgive, whomsoever he wishes to give the opportunity of seeking forgiveness with his fazl and with his kindness, then they are blessed with that opportunity of going for Hajj or for Umrah. And especially with regards to Hajj, the poorest of the poor sometimes is there making Hajj. Poorest of the poor. Look at the number of people that have been sponsored. They were very, very poor, but somehow they reached Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. And sometimes the richest of the rich cannot make it to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. So therefore, it is not a question of pride or some kind of a status. It is not something that we should brag about and boast about and think that it is because of our achievement that we have been able to make Hajj or make Umrah. We must understand that this is to Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah Ta'ala's karam, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, that He takes a person to Makkah Mukarrama, that the person is able to see the Kaabatullah Sharif, is able to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, is able to go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, able to make Hajj. So all this is the fazal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So therefore He say, karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal that the Kaabatullah Sharif suddenly comes in front of the person, especially those who are going for the first time. I don't think there can be anybody who has got a little bit of iman and who's gone sincerely, and the person has gone also with his halal earnings. Then there won't be anyone who does not break down like a baby when he sees the first time Kaabatullah Sharif. We face the Kaabatullah Sharif in our salat, and we make our salat 5 times a day, and other salat also that we make. And now suddenly the whole Kaaba Sharif comes right in front of the person's gaze. Therefore the duas are most accepted with the first gaze on the Kaaba Sharif. So, karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. Hamari zindagi ka waqt muqtanam aaya. It is a time that a person should appreciate. Those of you who are there listening in Makkah Mukarrama, it is a time that should be most appreciated, and especially during these Mubarak days, Ashra of Zilhijjah, and also very close to your departure for Mina on Sunday, or will be departure for Mina. So now all these type of things for Monday. Now this is so close, so the person must consider this time to be very, very valuable. What generally happens is that these days are spent in Aziziyah, and that is where most of our hujjaj end up from the first of Zilhijjah. So what else to do? There nothing. They make namaz and then gossip and talk about everybody, waste time, idle, chit-chat. That is what time is spent in. Or shopping, there's lots of bazaars and marketplaces there now. So waqt-e muqtanam, appreciation of this time, this Mubarak, valuable opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given for seeking forgiveness, for begging from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala the best of dunya akhirat. करम से रब्बे काबा के दुआया रद नहीं होती, करम से रब्बे काबा के दुआया रद नहीं होती, नजर के सामने किस्मत से मेरी मुल्तजम आया, करम से रब्बे काबा के दुआया रद नहीं होती, नजर के सामने किस्मत से मेरी मुल्तजम आया, करम से रब्बे काबा के दुआया रद नहीं होती। अल्लाह ताला डज नॉट रिजेक्ट द दुआज दैट आर मेड एट द मुल्तजम। नबी अलैहिस्सलातु वस्सलाम हैज मेंशन्ड दैट द दुआज एट द मुल्तजम आर एक्सेप्टेड, the greatest after Allah, Nabiyya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the Multazam, that section between the Hajr-e Aswad and the door of the Kaaba Sharif. That Nabi of Allah, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he extends his Mubarak hands over his head and places his chest against the Multazam and he tears and he cries for the Ummat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how long he made dua there. Every muhaddis relating the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I made dua at the Multazam, Allah Ta'ala accepted it. Therefore, in another very beautiful little couplet, Hazrat says, Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e haram, jis zameen par chale the Nabi ke qadam. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e haram, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. وے ان مائی تقدیر, وے ان مائی قسمت, وے ان مائی فارچون ٹو واک آن دیٹ ویری پیس آف گراؤنڈ آن وچ مائی بلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دا موسٹ پیور, دا موسٹ کلین, دا موسٹ جمیلوں میں اجمل, شریفوں میں اشرف, کاملوں میں اکمل, تاجدار مدینہ احمد مصطفیٰ محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the greatest after Allah. نہ مسجد نہ مسجد کے اونچے مینارے, نہ قبلہ نہ کعبہ, نہ مکہ مدینہ, اگر محمد نہ ہوتے تو کچھ بھی نہ ہوتا, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So he walked on that piece of ground, same place tawaf is being made. There may be tiles now, but the piece of ground is exactly the same. The Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, all the Anbiya that came, which place did they make the tawaf? The 124,000 that were in Hajjatul Wida, companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, same piece of ground. So he said, Kaha meri qismat tawaf-e haram, jis zameen par chale the Nabi ke qadam, jis se chipke the kul seenaye Anbiya, mere seene ko haasil ho multazam. So karam se rabbe kaaba ke dua yahan rad nahi hoti, nazar ke saamne qismat se mere multazam aaya. Multazam. You can go on explaining, there's no time, just yahan ka zarra zarra mazhar e anwar e kaaba hai, ye malik ka karam hai us pe jo uske haram aaya. Everywhere that you look around, Mazhar-e Anwar-e Kaaba, the tajalli of the Kaaba Sharif, it is spreading throughout the Haram Sharif. Any side that you look, it is the tajalli of the Kaaba Sharif. When the person is just gazing at the Kaaba Sharif, he is getting rewards. 120 blessings of Allah Ta'ala are descending 24 hours of the day there. 60 for the people making tawaf, 40 for those making salat, and 20 for those just gazing at that beautiful holy house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those who have been there, they can picture it now in their imaginations. And those who haven't, we have seen pictures and pictures and pictures of Kaabatullah Sharif right in front of the person who is now. And he's looking, sometimes this side is Mizab-e Rahmat, sometimes he's looking at the Rukn-e Yamani, sometimes on the other side looking at the Hajr-e Aswad and the people, how they are clamoring, sometimes looking at the Multazam, sometimes now, Kaabatullah Sharif is here. Karams. The mazhar-e anwar-e Kaaba, tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are in actual fact making tawaf of that tajalli that is descending. I explained this in some other majlis in detail, but because there's a new audience listening over the radio station, that we say that how can the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala come down there? Allah ta'ala, you cannot limit him to any kind of space or anything else. But just by way of example, when we say that we saw the moon in the mirror, or we saw the sun in the mirror, now where is the sun millions of miles away? And where is that mirror, a small little mirror? And as little children, I explained that we should face it towards the sun, and then after that direct it this side and that side. We know little children how mischievous they can be. So now we say the whole sun came away into the mirror. Or we say that I saw you in the newspaper. Now did you see the person inside the newspaper? What we saw is a reflection. We saw the whole photograph of it. But we say I saw you in the newspaper. I saw you on the television. What does that mean? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli cannot be limited. But for our benefit, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us the holy house. And that tajalli is specially cast. That is the reason why everything else becomes full of barakah. I was explaining that if somebody has to take a ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif, the piece of the cover of the Kaaba Sharif, while it is still being sewn by some tailor or in that factory or wherever it is made, if he takes that and he comes away home, then we will not call that ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif. It will not have that barakah, that noor, because it did not go onto the walls of the Kaaba Sharif. But as soon as they put that cover onto the walls of the Kaaba Sharif, within seconds that tajalli is already inside. And if we can't understand it, then I give the example of the wires overhead in which the current is running. Now nobody can see that current. We can't see the current with our eyes. But they say there that 400,000 volt, and sometimes more than that. And they say, don't come anywhere near this, don't touch this. Now if the person just touches it, finish just a touch, or sometimes if he just goes close to it, and it's a naked wire, the person will get shocked. So if that can happen, then what about the tajalli that's coming onto the Kaaba? Within seconds it's transferred into the walls, it's transferred into the ghilaf, it's transferred around the Haram Sharif. And it's moving right across the globe. That is why we face the Kaabatullah Sharif and we make namaz. There's a connection between us and the Kaaba Sharif. And the Kaaba Sharif and the Arsh of Allah. And the Arsh of Allah and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now where can we really explain all these things in? Then we say that if that tajalli came on the Kaaba Sharif, then the Kaaba Sharif should have been shattered to smithereens. Because a little bit of it came on the mountain of Tur. And it was shattered. So there we give the example again of when lightning strikes, then they say they have lightning conductors in the homes and buildings and factories. So it does not allow that lightning to shake up the building. It absorbs it. So if man can come up with technology like that, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the Kaaba Sharif that kind of ability to absorb the tajalli, so that even the hajis don't fall down unconscious. Otherwise everybody would have fallen unconscious. So, yaha ka zarra zarra mazhar-e anwar-e kaaba hai, ye malik ka karam hai us pe jo uske haram aaya. It's a karam of Allah ta'ala, whoever reaches the haram sharif. And then what do we do at the Kaaba Sharif and what do we do in the haram sharif? Now that is the important thing. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam aaya. O Allah, acknowledge that indeed I am very, very sinful. But I have come to your house. Where else must I go? Which other door is there that I can tap? My beloved Allah, you are well aware of everything that I have done in my life. But there is no one for me besides you, my beloved Allah. Therefore I have come to your door. with great hope, with great umid. Garche purkhata hai, par kaha jaye tera. Tere dar par tera banda, ba umid e karam. Why else have you called me to this holy house? If there was no desire to forgive me, then why would you have called me? Because every place is there for nothing but duas. The Multazam for dua, the Muqam Ibrahim for dua, Rukne Yamani for dua. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is stationing 70 angels at the Rukne Yamani to say Ameen on the Rabbana Atina that is read there. After Zamzam dua, Safa Marwa dua, Mina dua, Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cries and cries and cries for the Ummah. Musdalifa dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make maqbool the hajj of all the hujjaj. There's no time to have just a few minutes of Allah, Allah, and make dua. We'll finish at 5:07, inshallah, then azan will take place. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah jalla jalaluhu. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے او مائی بلوڈ اللہ ود یور کائنڈنس ود یور فضل ود یور احسان اف یو آر ناٹ آسکنگ آن دا بیس اسٹرینتھ آف اور عبادت اور ذکر اور تلاوت اور چیریٹیز اور سروس to the poor or the needy or destitute. We are asking, my beloved Allah, that out of your ihsan, your kindness, your fazl, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Give us the best of dunya, the best of akhir. We know we are deserving of your wrath and your anger and a shake up because of our evil deeds and actions. in which you engage day and night. But my beloved Allah, you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you amnesty. Governments of the world give amnesty. Who is more kind and more loving and more forgiving than you, my beloved Allah? Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most beneficent, most merciful, most tolerant Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all sins. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of all, rights of the young, rights of the old, rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, rights of the young, rights of the black, rights of the white, rights of the Muslims, rights of the non-Muslims. Ey Rabbe Kareem, bless us with the best of akhlaq and the best of character. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabao. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. My beloved Allah, day and night we use your given ni'mats and bounties for your disobedience. How much of our sight is used for your disobedience? You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the creator of the universe. You have created us. You blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech. with hands and feet, with heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Oh, my beloved Allah, how ungrateful we are to you. How much of favor Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did on the ummah. How much of sacrifices he made. He was told in Taif, his Mubarak shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Ay Rabbi Kareem, he was told in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes into sajda in the Haram Sharif. Intestines of animals are thrown on the back of this most Paak, pure Nabi. Ay Rabbi Kareem, he stands whole night in prayer, praying and praying for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged for us. We have shown no gratitude, my beloved Allah. Day and night we do everything that is displeasing to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But tonight we are expressing our remorse, our regret. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Fill our hearts with the noor of iman, with the light of yaqeen. Fill our hearts, my beloved Allah, with tawakkul and trust in you. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i-kiram. My beloved Allah, bless us with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust. Those who are sick and ailing, bless them with complete shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, wherever in the world they may be, my beloved Allah, shifa and cure lies in your hands. There is no doubt effect in medication and also effect in dua. But the cure lies in your hands, my Allah. Bless us with complete cure and shifa from all sickness ailments. We know that sometimes diseases, sicknesses, other kinds of pain and suffering can be a mercy in disguise. Even if it is in the form of mercy, change it to the mercy of good health. Those who are poor, bless them with plenty of halal wealth. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with plenty full of halal risk. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who have gone for Hajj or proceeding for Hajj, make their Hajj easy, maqbool, mabroor. Ay Rabbi Kareem, very soon they will be proceeding to Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah. Oh my beloved Allah, the rains of rahmat will be pouring. And it is already pouring, my beloved Allah, 24 hours of the day in Makkatul Mukarrama. At the Rosa Mubarak, the angels are descending and ascending. Ay Rabbi Kareem, make their Hajj maqbool and mabroor. Remove any obstacles and difficulties. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless the entire mankind with hidayah. Wherever in the world is disasters and suffering, with your fazl and with your kindness, my beloved Allah, remove the pain and the suffering of mankind. We know that it is because of our actions and our deeds. We have not appreciated your ni'mats and bounties, and we are using them for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, but you don't love punishment. You don't love punishment. You really love forgiveness, my Allah. Forgive us and forgive the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time, in our businesses. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members. Ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, create the conditions of security, peace and aman in our country and around the world. Ay Rabbi Kareem, distance us from everything that is displeasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A day is going to come without exception. Each and every one has to leave this world. No one knows when the angel of death will strike. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are believers in you. We are believers in the day of judgment. We are believers in the akhirah. We are believers in your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger. We are believers in the Quran Sharif as the book of hidayat and guidance. Distance us, my beloved Allah. Distance us from all those places and sins that suddenly the angel of death can strike. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Don't let the angel find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, in any kind of crime. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqa. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection from, protect us and the ummah of Nabi-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, may the entire mankind accept Islam and Iman and be worthy of entry into Jannah. Bless everyone, my beloved Allah, with hidayat and guidance. Ey Rabbi Kareem, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations, tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. Students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with righteous, pious marriage partners. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual. Rabbi Kareem, with your ihsan and fazal, remove the pain, suffering and difficulties. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.